WMSO Radio.
North Shore Now.
News and Sports. North Shore Today. Brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill and the Bradford Tavern. A great place to meet and a great place to eat. Hi, everyone, and welcome to North Shore Today. It's a snowy Monday, the fourth day of April, believe it or not. And it's opening day for the Red Sox and probably a freeze out for some of our other North Shore spring sports teams today with the snow on the ground and the snow coming down. Oh, Rick, how's it going?
Well, pretty well, except, as you say, for the weather. I wish we had some of this weather, I don't know, back in ski season. And maybe some of the weather we had then, baseball weather, now. But, you know, just saying. No, all is well, Bill. How about you?
Oh, good. All right, we'll look at some of the news stories of the day. Let me tell you, we've got a lot of things up on the webpage today. I can breeze through them very quickly for you. Our guest today, we're going to check in very briefly with Scott Santino. He's from the Mass Audubon Ipswich River Wildlife Sanctuary in Topsfield. He'll be by to tell us about an event that's coming up later this week, and also their summer camp. So we have that for you. We did have a post on that last week, if you'd like to go back to see that entire post from the Mass Audubon. Also, we got a couple of videos from Endicott College. We got a game-winning hit, kind of a walk-off base hit with the video. So we thought we'd toss that up there for you as well. We got an interview with the men's lacrosse coach. Just a quick comment from him, all, again, courtesy of Endicott College. And then we've got the opening bit from Saturday Night Live with a Donald Trump bit. I think Tim Kearns would like this one, Rick. And I know you don't like the April Fool's jokes, but this is a little bit different. This is from the Utah Police, Utah Police Department. I'm not sure whether it's a state police or whatever. But instead of a canine unit, they have a feline unit. So it's a little slow pace, but it's and a little understated, but that's what we like. So it's a video that I think's been making the news rounds, I think, in the last few days. So we have that for you up on the webpage. We've got all of that for you today on the website on this one post, and then we'll take a look now at some of the news stories. So, Rick, I'm just going to start, and we can go bounce back and forth a little bit, but the front page of the Salem News today has Peabody announcing that they're going to look for improvements to several schools. And in this story, hold on here a second, this is an Alan Burke story. They're talking about trying to improve three schools with the Mass Building Authority. So last year they were asking for help with renovations of the Burke School, the Welch Schools, as well as a feasibility study on the Center School, the new Center School. So anyways, that's some of the stuff going on. That's one story in the city of Peabody. I do have one more here for you. Peabody Housing Authority plans to ban smoking on all of its properties as of June 1. I guess those kinds of things are happening. What's happening in the Cape Ann area, Rick?
Well, I'll get to it, Bill. And I also want to there's a big story in the Gloucester High School newspaper, the Gillnetter, that you just mentioned something from out of Utah, and I want to mention that in a minute too. But first, up in Gloucester, Bill, he's called the Coffee King. His name is Dale Braga. He owns I think it's 8 Dunkin' Donut shops in Gloucester, plus a restaurant, the Azorian Restaurant, a gas station, and now he's buying a defunct restaurant in on the west end of Main Street in Gloucester. It used to be called La Trattoria. And it was a very popular Italian restaurant that Mr. Braga is buying. No plans for the building yet, but he's expanding. And he's called the Coffee King in Gloucester. So keep your eye out for that. He's bound to have something really exciting and really popular there, although it won't be ready for tourist season, whatever that means, according to Ray Lamont. In Rockport, they're proposing a new DPW facility, and it was bandied around, I guess, at the town meeting on Saturday. And the new facility will cost about $8.8 million, so there will be a ballot question and voting in May for this particular project, and I guess it's to see if Rockport will override Proposition 2.5. Manchester Town Meeting coming up as well. The annual town meeting in Manchester will have 27 articles up for consideration. They range from budgetary items to housekeeping to bylaw changes, and that is Monday, April 4, which is today. If needed, it will continue on Tuesday, April 5 at 7 p.m. at the Memorial Elementary School in Manchester by the Sea. A couple of other things, Bill, but first I got to tell you, There's an English teacher at Gloucester High School named Mike Tells, and I just have to read this to you because this was a story posted by the Gillnetter on April 1. And the Gillnetter, as I've said many times before, is the most it's the best high school newspaper I've ever seen. But Michael Tells is a runner. He's a marathoner. He's a very serious teacher, a good man, good sense of humor, but he's very dedicated to teaching. And this is the article. And I have to read this, Bill, because it goes along with what you were just saying. The article is called Tells. His name is Tells, T-E-L-L-E-S. Tells to hit the road with, quote, people might stare, unquote. Now, people might stare. Well, let me read this. This April vacation, English teacher Michael Tells is headed on a reunion tour with his former punk rock band, People Might Stare. Tells will miss 2 weeks of school to perform as lead guitarist for the group. Now, there's a picture of him. I'm excited, but I'm older now, so it's harder to keep my energy level up, but I'm really happy to have so many younger fans. I have to keep the tour really short, though, because I have a child. The band is scheduled to play small venues in college towns in the southern United States, including Asheville, North Carolina, and the University of North Carolina's Chapel Hill campus. The band originally split due to what Tells called creative differences. He became more interested in world music, especially those with Afro-Brazilian influence. Lead singer Tim Dunn, though, insisted on continuing to play punk rock. Let me cut to the chase here. So far, there are only three songs on their set list. They will be bringing back songs they wrote in high school, such as Payphone Blues, Take Me to Your Leader, L-I-T-E-R, and their hit single, Dyspeptic Love. The rest of the songs will consist mostly of covers from famous artists. Well, I saw Mr. Tells this morning, and he said he actually has gotten emails from people that he knew of across the country asking if they could get tickets or see videos of this tour. And, of course, I asked him for a tour T-shirt. But it's one of the it's one of the best-written April 1st articles I've ever seen, Bill.
Sounds good. Sounds like a great thing. Yeah.
And I asked him today, he said, no, the tour has been canceled. So what are you going to do?
Maybe we'll feature some of that music on the website here at some point. If we can get our hands on a CD or a video or, you know.
We'll see. We'll see if we can get Dyspeptic. Well, they don't have CDs. They have 8-tracks. So
8-tracks, yeah.
But turning to a more serious note, Bill, I just wanted to mention one thing that caught my eye this morning in the Boston Globe. And that is the CEO of Boston MedFlight has passed away at age 60, Dr. Suzanne Weddle. And it's about the story is about her career, of course, and her husband, who actually got MedFlight started in Boston. And I know that being, you know, covering news in the area, I've seen MedFlight in so many different places and done so many good things that I hope people will read that story and see more about the life of this amazing, amazing doctor. MedFlight, you know, has saved so many lives, and I know that we've covered it many times.
You know, Rick, I'm glad you mentioned that story because I was reading that obituary, and I guess she lived in Marblehead too, not all of her life, but the part of her life she lived in Marblehead. So you're right, really an outstanding story.
Yeah, and I think that the thing I was going to mention with MedFlight, they've even, you know, I've seen them work in Gloucester. Several times in different places, and even when it wasn't life-threatening, I mean, it could have been, they still do such a great job. And looking at the article on the Globe, in the Globe article, she actually participated in the MedFlights herself as a physician. They've got a picture of her in an aircraft in 1989. And, you know, you think about that, it's a risk-taking job to be sure. But with the technology today and the dedication, I mean, you got to be on alert all the time. Just a wonderful thing, and it's very sad to think that this Dr. Weddle passed away. Only at age 60. It's too bad.
Yeah, apparently she had cancer, and so that's very tragic. And you accomplished so much. Rick, I got one other story here on the front page of the Salem News. Just a name in the this is in the item, excuse me, the daily item out of Lynn Gayla Colley's story, and it's in from Nahant, and where a selectman, David Wilson, announcing that he is not going to be running for. Oh no, it's Michael Manning, excuse me, is not going to be running for re-election as a selectman. So he's age 70. didn't rule out running for office at some other time or some other office, but the Nahant chair, the selectman's chair, not running for re-election. And there are not a lot of contested battles, I guess, in the town meeting coming up or town elections coming up in the town of Nahant this year.
I got one more, Bill.
All right.
Up in Essex, apparently. This is an interesting story, I think. The the headline says, Selectmen OK Mobile Poultry Slaughterhouse. Now, that's a headline you don't see every day in this area. A mobile poultry processor will soon be visiting the Alprilla Farm at 94 John Wise Avenue. It'll be on the farm for 1 or 2 days per month. Selectmen approved the visits housed of the slaughterhouse. It's called an abattoir, I guess, housed in a trailer last week after more than an hour of testimony where people voiced support for the venture or aired concerns about smell and runoff into the small river behind the farm. And according to the one supporter or the owner of the farm, I guess, he said he was surprised by the number of people who supported this venture. I'm not sure I want to go any further in reading that, but that's up in Essex.
You know, Rick, this kind of ties into something I wanted to talk about today, because you talk about a venture. Now, here's a guy that's going to make money with a mobile poultry processing unit, right?
So, mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you think that the way to get rich is to come up with something big, brand new, high tech, like the new iPhone or some like the iPad, things that we never had before, something unique. I'm struck by these commercials that I see on TV, and it's called, you know, I don't know if you've seen them, but it's this guy, Mike Lindell, and he has MyPillow. So he's come up with a pillow, you know, and now he's making millions of dollars, I'm sure, on this pillow. You know, he sells it. You know, you get two for the price of one. The ads are all over the place. They're on radio. They're on television. And it's a pillow. Now, we've had pillows for years. He comes up with his pillow, MyPillow, and now everyone has to go out and buy that pillow. So I'm thinking to myself, what could we come up with? What could I come up with that would be make this much of an impact? So here's what I've come up with is my plate, a revolutionary plate. You know, I don't know what it would be, but why not? Everyone eats every single day. In fact, this is even bigger than the MyPillow, because this. If you're doing it right, you're eating three square meals a day, right? Three meals a day, maybe a snack. My plate. So I'm just throwing it out there, and you know, this could make us a lot of money, Rick. The we won't call it my plate. We'll have to come up with something else. But maybe we could, you know, who knows? You got my pillow, my plate.
I like it, and you know, it reminds me of the biggest marketing ploy of all time. You remember Cabbage Patch Kids?
Or the Pet Rock, one of those.
And the
things.
Pet Rock.
Yeah.
Yep. And water. You know, maybe we could sell just a bottle of some water and sell it to some. Oh wait, that's already been done, hasn't it?
That's right. Just take it out of the tap, put it in a bottle, and sell it. No, no one would go for that. No, that's not going to work.
No.
Not at all. No, it's just no. It's, forget it. Come up with another. Keep working on it, Bill and Rick. Keep working on it. You know, maybe some. And even Apple, Rick. When you get down to it, they've run out of ideas. You know, they got the small iPhone, they got a medium iPhone, they got a bigger iPhone, and then the biggest innovation is going back to a smaller iPhone. So you know, it's just
and before that, it was putting it in color, making it have colors.
Yeah, you have a regular size iPad, and then you got the bigger iPad, then you got to have a smaller iPad. Now the smaller iPad's like a phone now. You know, so now you got to go back bigger. So you got four sizes of iPads or whatever, but I'm thinking the plate could work, the My Plate or whatever we're going to call it. But anyways, the plate.
I like
so
it.
Look
the
for
plate.
It. Look for it. You know, you'd have to order it online. You won't be available at Bed Bath and Beyond or any of those places, I'm sure. But whatever. It's revolution. And like the electric blanket, that's an idea. You have blankets. You've had them for years. You use them every night. But now you got the electric blanket. That's different. That heats up. I see that, you know. But again, the MyPillow, oh, man. So we're going to work on the MyPlate. Why don't we take a short break? We've got joining us in just a second, Scott Santino from Mass Audubon, Ipswich River Wildlife. And again, we have a complete post on the event coming up with him later on this week there. We also have all the information on our website, is on this web post here today. So hang with, in there with us. This is North Shore Today.
MSO Radio.
North Shore Now.
News and sports. Josh Arnold's Trending Now.
What do you think of the presidential primaries now? I mean, it's you know, we've made it this far along. Any sense of how it's... do you see anything coming out of this other than a Trump-Clinton square-off in November?
Trending Now with Josh Arnold on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan, and today I'd like to speak to you about the North Shore Student Athlete Program. Sponsored by Moynihan Lumber in conjunction with the Salem News, the Daily Item, the Newburyport Daily News, and the Gloucester Times. The program, now in its 24th year, celebrates high school students who excel not just on the playing field, but in the classroom as well. Male and female winners are chosen each month. All student athletes must be nominated by their coaches. Nominations for the program are made via email to nsstudentathlete@gmail.com. Youngsters who are nominated must have a B average or better. Monthly winners are then eligible to be selected as Student Athletes of the Year. Yearly winners and their families are recognized at a luncheon at the Salem Country Club held in early June. Please remember, all youngsters playing a varsity sport at any high school on the North Shore, public, private, or parochial, are eligible.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Stay in contact with us by following us on Twitter at MSO News Sports. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. msonewsports@gmail.com. MSO News Sports, keeping you in contact with the North Shore. MSO News Sports Now, we are joined by Scott Santino, a sanctuary naturalist and camp director from Mass Audubon, Ipswich River Wildlife Center, in Topsfield. And Scott, welcome to MSO News Sports. Great to have you with us.
Great to be here. Thank you, Bill.
Well, you have a number of programs, including one coming up on Friday called It's a Big Night. So tell us about that, and what's the big story you're trying to tell that night?
Yeah, you know, each spring we have this amazing occurrence when we get our first evening that is between 40 and 50 degrees, and we get a nice soaking rain. There are a number of these amphibians, frogs and salamanders, that kind of wake up from their winter sleep, and they migrate to these special little habitats that are called vernal pools. And vernal pools are typically found in woodlands. They are depressions in the ground, in the topography of the land, and they typically fill up with rainwater, snow melt, and or the water table. And so naturalists, you know, people who enjoy nature, really look forward to this thing called Big Night, where there's this migration of the frogs and salamanders to the vernal pools where they're going to breed.
Now, we have all the information on the post. People can go read about that. But this takes place, it starts at 6 at night. So we're kind of getting into those sunset hours, correct?
We are. And, you know, for a long time here at the sanctuary, we try to capture the real Big Night. But what you would need to do is you would need to have a lot of people who are on call, ready to put on their rain gear and run outside to have fun in a cold, rainy evening. And, it isn't the easiest thing to pull together. And so we brainstormed, how can we bring this special nature occurrence to life? And so what we've done is we've created a fun family program where people are dressed up as these frogs and toads and salamanders in character. And so families can come out and meet with these characters. We know they're going to be there, right? We don't have to guess on what night it's going to be. It hopefully will be nice weather, and they get to learn the whole story about what Big Night is and the importance of vernal pools and why these animals depend on them so much.
And that's the unique twist, correct?
It is the unique twist. We essentially have picked our own Big Night date on the calendar, which of course is Friday, April 8th, and that way we can guarantee that people can come in and have an enjoyable time and be able to learn about wood frogs, spotted salamanders, blue-spotted salamanders, and some of the other interesting characters that also utilize vernal pools.
Well, Scott, let's transition to April Vacation Week. That'll be coming up before we know it in just several weeks, but you have a whole program there, a day program there, Tuesday through Friday. Tell us about that.
We do. You know, we find that lots of parents, you know, when the vacation week come along, they think to themselves, well, you know, I still have to work. I'm not lucky enough to have a week's vacation. And so what we've done is we've put together a four-day series. Parents can sign their children up for the full 4 days, or sign them up for 1 day, 2 days, you know, mix and match. And each day has its own unique theme. It's from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., and so it's a full day. And the parents drop off their kids, and they are with trained educators who are going to go on hikes and do nature exploration and really see the awakening of spring. It's a great four-day program.
Gotcha. Anything else, Scott, you want to share with us either one of these two programs we just talked about?
You know, one of the things that I'll add here is, you know, we run nature day camps during the summer months, which are 1 week and 2 week sessions. And so oftentimes I'll get camp parents say, you know, I'm interested in your programming. I'm not 100% sure if my child, you know, will fully enjoy the experience. And what I often do is I direct them to these vacation day programs. April vacation week programs are going to be a lot like a summer day camp experience, without the full week or 2 week investment of time. And so if any families are thinking to themselves, I'd love to find a wonderful nature camp to send my kids to this summer, how do I get to know more about it? If they were to send them to one of these April vacation weekdays, they would get a really good sense if that was the right program for their child.
All right. Scott, great information. Thanks for your time. And all the information, the contact information is on the post on our website here. They can get that from you. And so Scott, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Scott Santino, a sanctuary naturalist, camp director at the Mass Audubon and the Ipswich River Wildlife Sanctuary in Topsfield, here on MSO News Sports.
MSO Radio. North Shore Now. News and sports. Monday nights at 7, it's North Shore Sports Night, the North Shore Sports Talk Show with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. MSONewsSports.com. MSO Radio. North Shore Now. News and sports. Marketing and advertising slots are now available on MSONewsSports.com. Banner advertising, radio commercials. We have numerous marketing and advertising opportunities on our website. Banner advertising, radio commercials in both news and sports programming. Catch on with us now. We have special spring and summer promotions. We are providing an exclusive product, radio and video features with North Shore Newsmakers. For more information, click on the advertise button on the top right-hand corner of our webpage.
All right, welcome back to North Shore Today. I'm Bill Newell with Rick Moore, and I thought right now, Rick, we'll just play a quick little clip from our own Andy Carboni, our baseball insider. Just the Red Sox, it's opening day today, so here's Andy Carboni outlook on the Red Sox for this year.
Up in the air, not surprised with Price and Buchholz 1-2. We kind of saw that coming. 3-4-5, you can throw the names in the air, and how it comes down, you can throw it out there. It's probably going to end up being Porcello, Kelly, and then Wright as your fifth, or Kelly, Porcello, and then Wright as the fifth starter. Something to that effect. I'm not sure with the days off if they need a fifth starter right away. So Wright might actually not get a start until maybe the second week into the third week of the season. He could be using long relief. So we'll see how that plays out. But, Joe Kelly had been having a very strong spring. He got hit around pretty good today against the Twins. He gave up 4 runs in 4 innings, 8 hits, 2 walks, 3 home runs. Yesterday, Rick Porcello against Baltimore, he got whacked around as well. He gave up 3 home runs and 5 runs overall. His spring ERA is right around 9. He's really been struggling. So Buchholz has been hot and cold so far, but again, it's spring training. Who knows? But prospects don't look that bright for the starting rotation as they break camp and head out to Cleveland.
All right, Rick, and so with all the snow, that's Andy Carboni. With all the snow today, it looks like our local sports scene is pretty much on freeze, although maybe some hardy souls will be out there playing something. Lacrosse, why not play lacrosse in the snow or something like that? I don't know. So, and the college teams, this is probably going to be, we'll see what happens, how much snow we actually get out of this. But anyways, it's a cold day, and so it's not a great day for high school sports outside today.
Yeah, spring season's tough. It's always tough around here. And, you know, this year we're starting off the same way. Too bad, because the fields were really in pretty good shape. And, you know, now the non-artificial fields are going to be all muddied up again from the snow and the ice and all that kind of stuff. We do have North Shore Sports Night tonight, Bill. And Mary Ryan, the Rockport High School Director of Athletics, will be on. We haven't talked with Mary in quite a while. I did see the baseball coach yesterday, John Parisi, didn't get a chance to record him on an interview, but I will get up to Rockport hopefully this week and see the kids up there, maybe talk to the captains. But we will be talking with Mary Ryan tonight. Gary Larrabee will preview the Masters for us tonight. I did watch the 60-minute piece on Bubba Watson last night, so I'll talk to Gary about that. And hopefully we'll have Steve Krause on as well as some others. I have emails out to other athletic directors and other sports figures. We'll see what happens.
Sounds good.
7 o'clock.
Yep, 7 o'clock tonight. And also, do have one result from the weekend in lacrosse, girls lacrosse. Peabody defeated Methuen 8-6 over the weekend, and so congratulations. They're underway in girls lacrosse on the North Shore. And Winter Coaches of the Year, the Salem News has announced that Tommy Doyle is their boys basketball coach of the year, and they also have other coaches of the year. In fact, let me just see if I can pull that up here. Yeah, so here we go. Let's just read these out because we've been highlighting some of their postings in the past week from Winter Sports. And since it is like winter out there, Chris Hansen is St. John's Prep. He's the Hockey Coach of the Year. Manny Costa, Wrestling Coach of the Year. Michelle Roach, Girls Hockey Coach of the Year from Peabody. Brian Crowley, Boys Indoor Track Coach. Marty Bennett, Girls Indoor Track Coach, Ipswich. Tom Doyle, Boys Basketball Coach, Salem. These are all Coaches of the Year. Julie Shimana from Beverly Gymnastics, Caitlin Leonard from Swampscott Girls Basketball, Tony Padavaskas, St. John's Prep Swimming, and I just lost everything here. Oh, no, I got it back. Hold on here. Just trying to look here. And yeah, so that's what we got. So we got and we got some lacrosse and baseball all scheduled to this week, and so we'll be keeping folks updated on that. Rick, anything else? Again, North Shore Sports Night tonight at 7.
No, I think that's it. Looking forward to Red Sox opening day, if they play today, and see how they may go.
In Cleveland. That's probably good it's in Cleveland, but I understand it's just as cold out in Cleveland as it is around here. So there you go.
Yeah.
With Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for being with us here on North Shore Today.
MSO Radio is where you can hear live play-by-play sports. Stay connected with North Shore newsmakers. Listen to exclusive sports interviews with coaches and players. North Shore News Radio.
North Shore Sports Radio.